Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Ugh. The weather sucks and bad news for sports in general. Anytime you have some sort of drama that involves sports and gaming and active players and coaches, and it's not good no matter what the result is or no matter how it is. But what's going on now is the FBI is having a press conference, I believe in New York, to discuss the story that's been hot all morning. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to the Cavaliers. We got a lot of things to do. Nick Costas is going to join us, John Schumann, Daryl Ryder as well. I'm Andy Baskin. He's Jeff Phelps. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I couldn't be finer, sir. Why? Because I wasn't arrested by the FBI this morning.
No kidding. So let's get you up to speed just a little bit. I'll just Shams was on. What was he on? ESPN this morning? Obviously. I mean, that's where he works.
Sean Sharania. This was on Get Up This Morning with Mike Greenberg.
All right, I'll let him explain it.
Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier have both been arrested this morning. Billups at around 6 a.m. in Portland, Oregon, and Rozier around 6 a.m., I'm told, in Orlando, where the Heat were playing last night. Rozier's been arrested for his involvement in alleged sports gambling, prop bets, and Billups, ABC News is reporting, is tied to an illegal poker operation tied to the mafia. And so the FBI has been investigating this situation for several months, and in Rozier's case, at least 2 years. And today is making arrests. There is a press conference that is set by the FBI. The Eastern District of New York has been leading this investigation. I'm told FBI Director Kash Patel has also been increasingly involved in recent weeks. He will be leading the press conference today as well. But this is really seismic news in the NBA for a sitting NBA head coach in Chauncey Billups to be arrested, taken into custody for alleged illegal gambling, as well as Terry Rozier for sports betting, allegedly. Two arrests made this morning. There are expected to be numerous arrests also tied to both of these situations.
So the NBA wakes up this morning in the midst of, I suppose you would have to say, a sports league's worst nightmare. Is there any indication that the league had any idea this was coming? Did they know any of this might happen this morning?
As of last night, I was told the NBA did not have knowledge of these specific arrests. This has been led by the FBI. The FBI made their arrests early this morning. But the NBA has been investigating Terry Rozier, Malik Beasley. Terry Rozier was cleared by the NBA investigators over the last couple years. That's why he's been playing in games. Malik Beasley, a free agent, has not been cleared by the NBA's investigation. That's been ongoing. As of about 15, 20 minutes ago, I was told Malik Beasley was not taken into custody today as part of these gambling investigations and arrests today.
Also, former Cavs player and assistant coach Damon Jones was arrested Thursday on charges that he provided inside information about NBA games to co-defendants who used it to play sports bets, according to ABC News. And obviously, he played for the Cavaliers, and Rozier with Northeast Ohio ties with his background in Youngstown and then a little time there in Shaker Heights. So I don't even know where to kind of start on this, Jeff, but I'll start here. I'm not surprised we have these gambling stories now, especially because since governments and states have decided to get into the sports gambling business, look, there's been gambling as long as there's been one pick over another pick. Now, what's interesting is that the Billups and the Rozier story seem to be separate. Is that am I reading into that correctly? He said there.
I know nothing except what Sham, I've read,
yeah.
what Shams just said. I know nothing. I think the best course of action here for anybody who's doing any reporting is to sit back and wait and get official news on stuff. And he did.
Yeah.
Who knows where this goes? Who knows what it all entails? When we were chatting earlier, I just said, isn't it kind of weird? Gambling is now legal, and this stuff's all going on. It makes me think, what? And I don't understand, one against the other here. To what depth is this stuff going on that makes it so illegal? I know if you're playing, you're not allowed to give information. You're not allowed to bet if you're playing. I get that. But this seems like it's even deeper than that.
Yeah, I also wonder, they talk about the Chauncey Bill playing in poker games. I don't know. I don't know what's an illegal poker game versus a regular poker game. I know that, if you go into a casino, you can play poker. I always thought that if you played poker with your friends and the house didn't take any money outside of maybe for food and stuff like that, that poker games at home were okay. Maybe I'm wrong, man. Maybe we're about to learn something today that...
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That we didn't know before, but I mean, this is a baseball, we just went through it with the Guardians, sort of. We don't even have...
We're still in it.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have any resolution on what's going on with the Guardians as well. The opportunity there to place bets and give information, I think, is...
The key.
Is to give the information.
Giving the information is, that's not, that'll get you in trouble.
I also think the prop bet part of this is, hey, you're going to throw a strike on the first pitch, you're going to throw a ball. Well, throw a ball is probably easier. And if that's a prop bet,
you can't guarantee a strike.
No, but you can guarantee a ball, right? So
I know is that I saw a major league pitcher bounce one about 40 feet from home plate. So, yes, I guess you can.
See? That's how it works. Where are we?
It's not cricket.
I mean, but, Jeff, let's just stick a big picture thing on this. I mean, not even talking about Billups or Rozier or Damon Jones in the situation. Like, where are we in sports in general when it comes to gambling? It's out there for anybody. You can sit on your couch and bet on who's going to make the next basket.
During the game.
Yeah, during the game.
And it's legal.
Yeah, and it's legal.
It's legal.
Unless you are a participant in it.
Correct.
Or affiliated
or
with
affiliated with the organization.
I don't know. Where do you? I only see more stories like this coming. Well, I think we talked about this in the beginning. That we would get. And part of this, too, is that because, you know, like we have FanDuel is somebody that we talk about all the time. But it's not just FanDuel. It's all the operations are now working in conjunction with these leagues. And so I think that the microscope is 10 times greater than it's ever been because now the leagues are watching everything with the help of the associations that, you know, everyone else can gamble on that they can't, but you can.
It should be real clear. Don't you think? I think it's real clear.
I think it's real, but I think where it gets muddy is when people aren't talking. So if somebody gives out inside information on...
See, to me, what's really clear is this. Are you involved in professional sports? Well, you can't gamble. I mean, does it get any more clear than that? If you're an NFL player, coach, employee, same thing with NBA, same thing with Major League Baseball. Don't bet. End of story. Isn't it that simple?
It's that simple. You don't place a bet, and you also don't tell someone something that's going on. Although, right. I mean, it'll be weird.
Just don't get involved. If you're fortunate enough to be in that industry, professional sports, don't bet.
Don't you think it would be weird to be in this situation, though? Let's just say, let's just take a total hypothetical where you follow a team, and let's just say one of our kids was able to make it to the highest level of Major League Baseball. I'll just say baseball, make it easy, right? And you're talking to your kid, and that team that they play for has an ace pitcher on it. I'll call him Cy Jones, whatever. Cy Jones is supposed to pitch tonight. I mean, as a parent, you may want to turn around and go to somebody who's playing on that team and go, hey, do you think Cy's going to play tonight? You know, he's been dealing with that stiff shoulder. I wonder if he's going to play. He's going to play. And then what happens if you have a parent that's now turning around saying, hey, man, I'm hearing Cy's not playing tonight. You know, that's how that stuff.
Well, if you're
that's
a parent, your kid is a pro athlete, you need to be smart enough to stay out of that.
You think that's true, though? I'm not saying that it's coming from the parents.
I think you need to be, yes.
But I'm just saying that's, to me, that's like the lowest common denominator. I mean, I'm sure that there, obviously, because of the investigations we've seen over the last year here, that there's a lot more to it than that with baseball. But now we're looking at a major story this morning. Dan, did any of the names, have we heard anything from the press conference? I'm not.
We have nothing right now. FBI Director Kash Patel has just stepped to the podium. We'll keep you up to date as anything comes down.
Okay, so as all this stuff plays out, we're going to talk about. We're also going to get into the Cavaliers game from last night, too, because, I mean, like Jeff said, we're not going to sit out here and throw out information that I'm not going to speculate. I'm just going to tell you what we know and what the facts are. And, you know, for anybody who's going off or going crazy on this, I mean, you just, again, we live in a world where you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, so... and, you know, so these names have all been kind of linked around Northeast Ohio for a long time. I mean, Chauncey Billups, at one point, they had talked about him being general manager of the Cavaliers, that they wanted to bring him in.
That is correct.
On the front office. And then Terry Rozier, obviously, we know him from being here from Northeast Ohio. And then Damon Jones played for the Cavaliers and coached for the Cavaliers as well. So those are really the first three names that have kind of come out on this thing. And I do hesitate to say anything one way or another, because we just don't know.
Well,
you just don't know.
Exactly right.
The FBI knows some things, or at least are alleging things.
They think they know some things.
So,
which means they probably do.
And again, I'm not asking you to speculate, but even if you're in this drama, you have to believe. And the fact that Sham said that the NBA didn't know anything about this last night, I mean, you've got a sitting coach who's accused of this. It doesn't matter guilty or innocent or any of that stuff. It is not a good look for the NBA today. This is a bad, bad morning for the NBA.
Welcome to opening week.
Yeah, right? They waited till the first game of the season was over last night. And I know there's a lot of people that want to hop in on the phone calls, and we'll take some here in a minute. We're also going to get into the Cavaliers from last night. I know folks are wanting to talk about this. So 216-474-0092, 216-4-
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.